We're talking with D here with Wheezy's. How you doing, sir?
Fine, sir. How are you doing?
Doing super. Now, give us a little history. Wheezy started back in the 90s.
Yes, sir, it did. My name's DeLacy, and I say welcome to all my friends out there. And I don't want to talk to my enemies. And, yes, we started in 1995. My wife did. Got laid off at Red Pump, and I was working at Phillips, and that's how Wheezy started.
Wow. Where did you get the name?
Well, it took us about 2 months to figure that out, or at least learn how to spell it. We wanted something unique, and that's her nickname. My wife's name is Louise, and her nickname at Red and some other places was Wheezy.
I like it. You know, it just fits.
Yes, sir, it does. We thought at first it was kind of silly, but it's caught on, and it's worked, and that's the main thing.
It's comfortable, and it's well-known. And, of course, you started out with kind of a limited set of hours, didn't you?
Yes, we did. It was like 6 in the morning till I think we've been at 1:30, 2 o'clock all week. And then on weekends, it's always been 6:30 to 11:30 on Saturdays and 6:30 to 1 on Sundays. We have a lot of church people that come to the restaurant, and we really appreciate that, too.
Now, we've had some changes here in the last couple of years, haven't we?
Oh, my gosh. The changes are astronomical as far as what's going on if you compare it to the past. It's harder to find people to work. It's the prices are inflated somewhat, so it's really difficult in this business.
Are you putting out the help wanted sign right and regular?
I've got it posted, I think, everywhere, in caves and places you don't want to go. I've got it everywhere.
And what are you looking for in particular?
Someone that's clean, character-wise, is a normal person that likes to prep or learn how to cook. We have positions open for all that, and we have a position open for a dishwasher, which is not a bad job. It's rather fast, but those positions are all open, and we hope that we get somebody in 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever.
Great, and all they have to do is get a hold of you. Just drop by, right?
That's right. Drop by, pick up an application, or even call and give us your number, and we'll set up a time for you to come in and talk to us.
Now, DeLacy, you've gone through some physical changes, some remodeling, and boy, I tell you, it always looked great, but it really looks different as far as just subtle differences. But boy, I tell you what, it really pays off. Really sets it off.
Yes, thank you for that. It's all during the COVID. COVID, we'll never forget that. It was a bad time, bad period. Hopefully we're going on from here. Yeah, we spent a lot of money in our front, and now we're working on our back to bring it up, too. It's a rather old building. It's back in 1917, 1920, so it's rather difficult to remodel something like that.
But you've kept a lot of the cool stuff, and you put in a lot of the necessary stuff. I know that you've worked with the air and the air filtration system.
Our air is twice as big now, and we're thinking about even adding another one. That's a big part of anywhere you go. You need good filters and good airflow, even if you're going to get a flu or cold or whatever. That's very important to places where you're all in one large room or all together.
Now, Wheezy's been famous for breakfast, but now you have the full day covered in most cases, don't you?
Yes, we do. Our breakfast is special. We started out with breakfast, perfected our breakfast. We're going to run it all day now, which is a lot of people like. And we've added some new things, a lot of new things to our menu for the evening and afternoon. We're having steaks now on Thursday and Friday. Not big steaks, but we have a New York strip and a ribeye. And then we also have a breakfast sirloin that we serve during the weekend and also during the week, which is very popular.
What are your hours now?
On weekdays, it's 6 to 7. And on the weekends, it's 6:30 to 7 on Saturday. Sorry about that. And 6:30 to 2 on Sundays.
Very good. And, of course, you know, with the wider selection and everything else, you had to get new menus.
Yes, we're in the process of putting them out now and trying to keep our prices down. We work off percentage, which is good for us and the people, because that way everything's on an even scale.
Now, one thing that has always been the hallmark of Wheezy's. It is just that comfortable spot for a good meal at a good price.
You're right about that, and we've used the motto, where friends become family, and that's certainly happened. We had a whole board full of people. We take pictures over the 25-year period, and we're getting ready to have an anniversary for that this spring, if we ever quits raining. We're going to have a big affair. We'll block off the street. We're going to have a band, karaoke, some really free items on the menu, show you what we have and what you might be interested in.
Wow, that sounds great. We got a target date other than when it stops raining?
Well, we're shooting for this early spring, but it may be now that we'll have to go late August or early September.
Very good, very good. Now, being a part of this, it's also a part of you. I mean, it's been an extension of just your entire family, hasn't it, Wheezy's?
Yes, it has. My mom and my uncle had a restaurant, and I've been around it for years and years and years, and so I had a love for it then, and I was at Phillips for 34 years, and thankfully I was able to have a really good job and send my kids to college, and that was a very good opportunity for me. And I quit in 1997 to come down and help Louise because it got so busy.
Wowee, that really is something. Now you got one of your sons working here, and he got
Scott. He's managed Olive Gardens and Rib Cribs. He has a lot of experience. He has a love for the food industry too, and he's coming along. We got to get him off his corporate ladder, come down to earth a little bit. But he's really good, and he's done a really good job.
This is amazing. If you were to tell somebody just the best thing about Wheezy's, what would it be?
I think that our service is outstanding, in the amount of time it takes us to prepare a plate. We do mostly everything from scratch, so that's very difficult to do. In fact, it's one of our mottos is we don't try to cook it unless it's from scratch. So I'm really proud of that, and in the fact that people come in there to have conversations with other people, and sort of like a family place.
Wow. What else can we tell folks about Wheezy's that we might have missed?
Well, I think we have probably one of the best hot hamburgers in town, and we have other things too as well. Our chicken fried steak is unbelievable. It's a full muscle. We have specials every day, Monday through Fridays. We have roast beef on Monday, Tuesday's meatloaf, Wednesday it rathers because it could be ham and beans, cornbread, or we have tacos, things like that. Thursday's chicken and noodles, which is a big favorite. We've had it for 25 years. And then Friday we have the catfish. Now, the catfish is extremely good. And if you haven't had our catfish, you need to come and try it at least. If you're not happy with it, I'll make it up to you.
Got a deal. We're a catfish family, so I think you got us hooked.
Well, I think that I met this guy at a food show, and he raises his fish himself. It's not a sway. It's a catfish that he invented, and it's a really nice fish, big white fish. It's 9 ounces. You get plenty for your plate, and you can also, get double or all you can eat, too. We have that, too.
I'll be darned. That sounds great. I want to thank you for being here with us today, and happy anniversary to Wheezy's.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much, and I want to thank all of our patrons out there for patronizing us all these years, and we love you, and just keep it up. We have a unique thing going here in Bartlesville, and let's just keep it up.